Hey, now, interesting piece from Kane Corns about Dustin Martin. I'll just read a couple of lines from it. Today, Richmond great Dustin Martin stands at the crossroads, grappling with the stark truth that the golden years at Punt Road have passed. Unlike Joel Selwood, who sealed his legacy with a fourth flag, Martin finds himself on a different road to the final chapter of his grand career. There won't be a fourth premiership, not at Richmond, where the Tigers are facing the somber prospect of rebuilding and reckoning with their flawed calls in list management. Football does lose its luster when defeat is a familiar companion. For players, it is a repetitive and depressing walk into the club on Mondays after repeated losses. For players such as Martin, who are used to playing in front of big crowds, primetime games with champions as teammates and in big finals, this is amplified. The motivation to carry on as usual is near impossible to find. It's time to pen the final chapter and bid farewell. So this should be Dustin Martin's last season.
Last season full stop or last season at Richmond?
Well, I'm assuming he means at Richmond there.
Yeah.
Because he could go and play in a team that might win a premiership in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
So he sort of said for him to make that public, which he's never going to do.
Well, that's... Mm. I mean, we've been watching him for years and marvelling in his football skills, but he hasn't really let us in. I don't expect this would be the sort of thing that that Dusty would want to do in his final year. So I admire Cornsy putting it out there and asking for Dusty to make some public announcement about it and then let us rejoice in the final, you know, times that he has at Punt Road. But I just can't imagine Martin would do that. It just doesn't seem to be in keeping with the character that we've had, you know, presented to us over all these years.
But I read the article and I was reading it as if Kane was saying, no, this should be his last year. When you're talking about those
last
other
year,
players.
Last year, full stop.
Full stop.
Yeah, righto.
Mm. And if that's the case, I don't agree with him. I think that if players who have been just superstars of the game and a status that very few would fall into the Dusty Martin category, he has just been something extraordinary, that although they may not be at that same level, if they are still getting joy, if they are still feel like they're contributing, they're getting a great intrinsic reward for playing, and a club feels like that they can contribute in other ways, and they still have a passion for the game, and they can deal with some of those setbacks along the way, why do we want to see those stars not go through it? I don't for a second think it hurts your legacy. I don't think it hurt Buddy's legacy, and I think Buddy was referred to in that article.
He was, yep.
Last year. I don't think it hurt him. I don't particularly think it hurt the Swans when you look at ultimately how it went. Now, others would say, well, they might have been able to go on a bit further if he wasn't there.
Maybe.
But no, I don't subscribe to the fact that just because you're not playing as well as you've shown the capacity you do, well, very few, and even he is not to meet those standards on an ongoing basis. It's unrealistic to think that can happen.
But and sorry, Gaz, you are right, because the headline is why it's time for Richmond champion to retire. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But is there, I mean, Dusty's been as good for Richmond as Richmond has been for Dusty, of course. But is there an obligation for the player to dig in? Okay, times are tough, but don't just jump off because you think you can't win a flag. I mean, this club has been wonderful for you. For any champion player, towards the end when times get tough and you're not winning anymore, isn't there still a bit of an obligation that you're getting paid good money? This club's been great for you. We need you to hang around and help.
Of course.
Some of these players come through.
And the role might change and it may not be as glamorous, but if the player still gets a great sense of contribution and, like I say, enjoys the experience, don't just judge it on the wins and losses. Judge it on what you can contribute. And although his numbers might be down, I don't think any of us here are suggesting he's still not capable of contributing.
Well, that's clearly going to be a conversation and a decision for Adam Uzay and other senior people at the new and reformed and recast Richmond Footy Ops to arrive at. And
does he play in 2025? Can you see Dustin Martin playing next year?
So he's 33 in June.
That's right.
It's very early into this season. I think
just a gut, just
time,
a gut feel, stab in the dark.
Yes, I can. I can.
I don't have a gut feel, to be honest. If you force me to have one, I'd say, nah, I reckon this will be his last year.
Yeah, so do I. That would
really?
Be the same
if you force me, if you really force me to have an opinion, I'd say, nah, I reckon this will be his last year. Mm. Feels like a time for significant change at Richmond. And if Dusty feels that and he
he's done everything.
Himself, yeah, absolutely. And if he feels like he, for all those reasons you were talking about, Casey, if he feels like, no, I don't have it all.
Good piece. It's well written.
We're going to get to the news. Not the news. We're going to get to a break. The news not too far away. And then the quiz up. We're going to do a quiz.
Great quiz today.
The quiz.
Quiz after
five. Match winning moments. Oh.